This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're going to tackle something really quite significant. Mm-hmm. A development in Google Ads that honestly demands your attention if you're running an online business or, you know, involved in marketing at all.
Absolutely. We're looking at a fundamental change to their daily budget rules.
Yeah, and it really has the potential to directly reshape how you spend on ads. We're basing this on an article by Chris Bradley.
That's right. Chris Bradley brought this update to light. And for anyone investing in Google advertising, this is not just a minor tweak.
No, definitely not.
It changes how campaigns can run and, crucially, what you might actually spend each day.
Okay, let's try and unpack this a bit. Because I think for a lot of us, setting a daily budget on Google Ads felt, well, pretty straightforward.
It seemed that way, didn't it?
You put in a number, and that's basically what you thought you'd spend, give or take.
Correct. Precisely. Yeah. I mean, in the old system, Google did have a little bit of leeway.
Right. I remember that.
They could let the daily spend go over your set budget, but it was usually, you know, camped around 20% or so.
Okay. So about 20%.
Yeah. And that buffer was likely there. So campaigns didn't just stop dead midday if they hit the limit because of like an unexpected search surge.
Ah, okay. To keep things running smoothly.
Exactly. Aiming for consistent ad delivery.
So if I set, say, $100 a day, the absolute maximum I might have seen charged was maybe $120.
Around that, yes.
Which felt, you know, manageable, predictable even. Mm-hmm. But now things have changed quite a bit, haven't they?
They really have. The big shift, the headline news, is that Google can now potentially increase your daily budget by up to 100%.
100%.
Yes. Effectively doubling your set daily limit.
Wow. So back to that $100 example.
Right. You could now conceivably see a charge of $200 on any particular day.
Okay. That is a considerable jump. It really begs the question, why? What's the thinking behind this? Why give themselves so much more flexibility with our money?
Well, the article does shed some light on the probable motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it connects pretty directly to where Google makes its money.
Ads, right.
Ads, as Chris Bradley points out. A huge chunk of Google's income comes straight from the ads platform.
So allowing for potentially higher daily spending
inherently creates the opportunity for them to capture more ad revenue. It makes business sense from their side.
It certainly provides context, yeah. But I can easily imagine for anyone actually managing PPC campaigns, this news might cause a bit of, well, concern.
Oh, absolutely. Budget control is key.
You mentioned PPC management services. Maybe just quickly, for anyone less familiar, what's PPC stand for again, and why is this change so relevant there?
Sure. PPC is pay-per-click. It's that model where you, the advertiser, pay a fee every time someone clicks your ad.
Got it.
And this change is super relevant to PPC managers because it directly hits how they forecast and control the daily ad spend for their clients. It makes that daily control harder.
Understood. Okay, in the article, it does try to head off some of that anxiety, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It literally says, if you're just hearing this news and you work in PPC management services, don't panic.
Okay, don't panic. Noted.
Which kind of suggests they know it sounds unsettling, especially if you're the one responsible for those budgets.
Right, so don't panic is the first step. But what about actual strategies? What can businesses do to adapt? The article gives some pointers, yeah.
It does. One key point it makes is that, look, businesses usually already have funds set aside for marketing anyway.
A broader marketing budget, right?
Exactly. The article suggests this extra flexibility from Google can probably be absorbed within those existing overall marketing budgets.
As long as you're watching closely.
Right. Provided there's careful monitoring and, you know, maybe a bit more flexibility built into how you manage that budget day to day.
That makes sense. The total pot of money hasn't necessarily changed. It's just how it might get spent on any given day that's different.
Precisely.
The article also mentions integrating marketing channels. How does that fit in? Seems like an important point.
It really is. This change kind of highlights the risk of relying too heavily on just one platform.
Like putting all your eggs in the Google basket.
Exactly. If Google suddenly overspends one day, and maybe, you know, who knows, Facebook or others follow suit eventually.
Right. It could happen.
Then having a diverse strategy across search, social media, maybe email marketing becomes a really critical buffer.
So spread the risk a bit.
Yeah. You might shift some budget to channels where spending is more predictable or perhaps where your organic reach is stronger just to balance things out.
Okay.
With Google's daily spend potentially being more volatile now, making sure your whole customer acquisition plan isn't just riding on paid search becomes even more vital. Diversifying lets you keep reaching people, even if one channel has, like, an unexpected cost spike.
That's a really solid strategic point. What about Google's own justification? They say they'll only ramp up spending on days with high interest, right?
Exactly. That's their stated intention. They've indicated these budget increases are most likely when there's a lot of relevant search activity happening.
So when people are actively looking for your stuff?
Right. When potential customers are out there searching, the logic or the pitch is that by allowing more spending during these peak times,
you capture more leads.
You have a better chance to capture more of that relevant traffic and ideally convert it into more sales or leads, boosting your revenue. So there is a potential upside.
Okay, so it's not just about higher costs. There's a potential for higher returns, too, if it works as intended.
If it works as intended and if those extra clicks actually convert, yes.
The article also brings up getting expert help, like from a PPC company. How does that fit into navigating this?
Well, in a digital world that changes this fast, having specialized knowledge is just, it's becoming more and more critical.
Sure.
A dedicated PPC agency, they live and breathe this stuff. They understand the platform rules inside out. They can help optimize campaigns to work efficiently with these new budget rules.
And figure out how to maximize returns despite the flexibility.
Exactly. They can develop strategies.
Yeah.
As the article puts it, sometimes spending a little extra can go a long way in getting you what you want. It's about having that expertise to make smart decisions in a complex system.
Having an expert who really gets the nuances and can help you make the most of it, even with these changes. Okay, let's pull back for a second. The bigger picture. Why is this change so significant in the grand scheme of digital marketing?
The article really nails this, I think. It emphasizes just how dominant Google is in the digital ad world.
They're huge.
Massive. A huge amount of online traffic, potential customers, potential revenue. It all flows through Google's platform.
So if you want a piece of that,
you pretty much have to play by the rules.
Yeah.
For businesses wanting to tap into that massive audience, adapting to Google's changes, even big ones like this, often becomes a necessity, not really a choice.
You have to be where the customers are searching.
And for a lot of the market, that search starts on Google.
Okay, so the main message here isn't really panic, like the article said. It's more like be aware, be proactive, be strategic.
Precisely. That's the takeaway.
Yeah.
Yes, the change means you could spend more daily, but it also might open doors to capitalize on those really busy days.
So the keys are strategy and monitoring.
Absolutely. Have a clear strategy, keep a close eye on your campaign performance day to day, and be ready to adjust your tactics based on what you're seeing. Adaptability is crucial.
Right. Okay, so let's quickly summarize this deep dive. We've looked at Google's big shift in their ads daily budget rules, gone from maybe 20% overspend
to now potentially up to 100% over your set daily limit.
Which sounds, you know, a bit alarming at first. But important to remember, you probably already have an overall marketing budget.
Right.
This shift just means you need a more proactive, adaptable approach. Maybe think about integrating different marketing channels more.
Diversifying, yeah.
And maybe considering expert PPC help to navigate this and really leverage those high inquiry moments Google talks about.
And that brings us nicely to a final thought for you, the listener. Given this new level of flexibility, or maybe volatility in daily spending, how might you need to reevaluate your own PPC strategies?
Good question.
Think about that balance. How do you seize the opportunity on those really high demand days, getting maximum impact when people are searching like crazy?
While also keeping control, making sure you don't blow your whole month's budget in the first week.
Exactly. Staying within your overall financial plan for marketing. It's about finding that sweet spot, really. Capitalizing on opportunity without losing sight of the bigger budget picture.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.